Overnight, fantastic news in sport. Richie Porte, Tasmanian cyclist, finishing third in the Tour de France. And he's been promising to do that for such a long time. You know, he's been one of the world's leading road cyclists for many, many years, and never forgotten where he comes from. He actually wears a necklace around his neck with a Tasmania on it. I did the same, actually. I got the idea from watching Richie in the Tour de France a couple of years ago. Everyone's over the moon about it, including one of his longtime friends, former triathlon and cycling coach, and not a bad road cyclist himself, Mark Matthews, who joins now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Martin. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. You sound a bit tired. I reckon you probably sat up late last night to make sure that it was definitely going to happen, because we know that the last stage of the Tour, of course, is almost ceremonial, apart from the sprinters wanting to win on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. But we needed to make sure that he got there to the end fairly safely. You don't want anything silly happening on the last day, I guess.
No, you're right. I did get up. I wasn't going to worry about watching it last night. I just thought I'd see the replay, but I ended up going to bed at 8 o'clock, getting up at 2 a.m. and going back to bed at 4 a.m. So I'm extremely happy to get up that I did see the dais presentation.
I know Richie's. We've known Richie's talent for a long time in Tasmania, but I think the rest of Australia and the rest of the world took a little bit longer to find out about it, what we already knew. But just go back to a number of years ago in the Tour of Tasmania, and he sort of announced himself on the stage when he won the stage out of Gunns Plains back into, I think it was Penguin at the time, where the finish line was. But that was a very strong field that year, and that's when people sort of sat up and took notice and said, hey, this kid's got some talent.
Yeah. Obviously, when he was riding here, the stage that finished at Penguin through Gunns Plains was a real decider, and put him was a benchmark for him. Certainly, also did a really good race up Mount Wellington in another stage of the Tour of Tasmania. He was riding with Andrew Christie Johnson's Prady's team at the time.
Yeah, that's right. I think Cadell Evans won that stage also in a previous incarnation of the event as well. So it's really good to see him finally getting what he so richly deserves. I mean, when you were coaching in triathlon, was it always cycling that was his main sport, his main drive? Was the triathlon to supplement his cycling?
No, he came from a swimming background. I coached him as a swimmer in a triathlon, and got him into cycling, obviously, through triathlon. But he loved the bike. He just loved going out and riding and, hurting himself on hills and just seeing how quick he can go up the hills and everything. But, he loved his cycling.
Have you spoken to Richie at all since this morning? I dare say he's probably going to be pretty hard to get hold of. I've got a number for him, but I'm not game to give it a ring, because I think it'll be what goodness knows what's time over there at the moment in France. But have you spoken to him at all?
No. I got a text from him yesterday. We talked on text yesterday. It's pretty hard to talk to him as he pick up the telephone and talk at the moment. He sent me a text yesterday and saying he was very happy. And he's feeling good about going to Paris yesterday, and he sounded pretty emotional in his text, because he's not a very emotional person, but I think he was extremely happy on the achievements that he achieved to finish on the dais in Paris.
The last few mountain stages, he certainly came to the fore and stayed with the top three or four riders. I think he was sixth a couple of days ago. Then he got himself up to fourth. The time trial, the individual time trial on the second last day, how important was that? Because at that stage he was running fourth, and we know he's a good time trialist. I mean, that was critical. If he didn't put in a good time trial, and he was the third fastest, by the way, out of any of them, he wouldn't have got up to third place. So that was really critical, wasn't it, that second last day?
Yeah, the time trial was very critical. Luckily, the guy that was running third actually didn't do a very good time at all. He dropped to about seventh position outright in the Tour after that time trial. He might have, used too many biggies in the two stages before. Richie had a puncher on the second last stage before the time trial and worked his way across and got back to the GC riders pretty well on his lonesome. He had a bit of help from the jumbo guys, but he pretty well got across there by himself, and he had the pig in him from that day, and obviously it carried on into the time trial.
Well, he's been pretty unlucky in some of the tours. You know, like he crashed into a motorbike one year, and he had a big accident going in a downhill part of the stage. And I was watching that the other night, actually, on the gravel when he got that front wheel puncture. And, you know, with a front wheel puncture, of course, it's very hard to steer. But yeah, you're right. I mean, he had the mongrel in him that night, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And but he, you know, credit to Richie, he kept his head on and he realised that, yep, this is what I've got to do. And yeah, it worked out perfectly for him. He got back across and yeah, had words with one of the guys that were attacking him. So quite funny, actually.
Yeah, I was watching it, and I've got to say that the commentary has been fantastic. I mean, we were so used to Phil Liggett and the late Paul Sherwin in previous years, but I think that the SBS commentators, the Australian commentators, have done a fantastic job this year. And you know, they're up and up there as good as Phil Liggett with their coverage, and their knowledge has been incredible. Richie's already announced that he's going to another team at the end of this season. Again, I guess that's a big deal, but now that he's finished third in the Tour de France, can he ask for a bit more dough?
I don't know. It's entirely up to Richie, but his role might change now. I don't know, but you know, when he goes to a new team, they'll discuss all that, and obviously what his role is going to be again. You know, and yeah, but he's got a couple of years there, and see what happens.
It's been described in the media overnight about how he has achieved a childhood dream. Just tell us how much he wanted that and how long he'd wanted to do that for.
It's been a goal ever since he started cycling, and he rode like I coached him early on in his cycling career. Then he went to Andrew Christie Johnson, and Andrew really honed his talents and made him, turned him into a really good cyclist, and whole and solely cyclist. He still swims actually a fair bit at the moment, but Andrew honed his talents there, and right from back then he's always wanted to win the Tour de France. But third in the Tour de France is a bloody good effort, I reckon.
Yeah, it certainly is, and people outside of sport, even everyone outside of sport acknowledges how huge this is, and you know, I'm not surprised he still swims, because he's living in Monaco these days, isn't he? So it's a nice place.
Yeah, very nice place, but he goes to the pool and does laps, and anything between 4 to 6K he does, so he still treats swimming as part of his training.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to help. He's an absolute champion, an elite athlete. We're very, very proud of him here in Tasmania. If you're talking to him in the next couple of days, just let him know how much a bigger deal it is for the people here in Tasmania. It was on the front page of the Examiner today, of course, his local newspaper. And please pass on our congratulations. We'll let you go and catch a bit more of that sleep, Matty. You sound quite tired, but thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks very much for your time, Martin. And what an achievement for Tassie, Australia, and just cycling in general. I think, you know, the hard knock man has just kept on going and achieved a really good goal.
Yeah, no, you're right. You don't have to be Tasmanian or Australian to appreciate what an achievement this is. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Martin.